So, you have a Jurassic Park sequel for me?
Yes, sir, I do.
Very, very exciting. So what happens in this thing?
Well, you know how in the first movie the dinosaurs kept trying to eat the children, but they never got to?
Yeah.
Well, I figure it might be nice if at the beginning of this movie they, you know, get to get one.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, they work so hard, I figure we throw them a bone of a child.
That's okay.
So anyway, later we see Ian Malcolm, right? And he gets called to John Hammond's mansion.
They're both from the first movie.
They sure are, sir. And Hammond is like, guess what, Ian? It turns out there was another island this whole time. Whoa,
you'd think he would have mentioned that to him in the first movie.
You'd think so, but no, because they only use this island for breeding and raising the dinosaurs, and then they bring them over to the other island.
So that laboratory from the first movie with the eggs and stuff, that was
hopefully forgotten by everyone in the audience.
Gotcha.
So anyway, Hammond is like, my nephew took InGen from me, and he wants to go to this island and grab some dinosaurs from there.
Uh-oh.
So he's like, I need you to go to the island with a team and take pictures of the dinosaurs so there's public interest in keeping them there.
So who's on the team?
Well, he already has a tech equipment guy and a photographer and a paleontologist.
So why does he need an expert in chaos theory there?
Well, because he was in the first movie.
Right.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's going to be hard to convince him to go after what he went through in the first movie.
Actually, it's going to be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because see, it turns out that Hammond already sent Ian's girlfriend there. She's there right now. She's the paleontologist, Sarah.
She went by herself to a dinosaur island despite knowing what Ian went through and the trauma that probably caused him.
Yeah, because see, the thing about Sarah is that she's, you know, the worst.
Oh, she is. Okay.
Yeah.
So Ian goes to the island.
He sure does, sir. So they get to the island and Sarah decides to pet a baby stegosaurus and piss off its parents.
Oh, she is the worst.
She sure is, sir. And then it turns out that Ian's daughter is there too. She snuck onto a trailer that was loaded up with all the equipment.
Oh, and why'd you put her in the movie? Like, what role is she gonna play story-wise?
Well, see, I want Ian Malcolm to have someone to care about on the island. You know, somebody to rescue, kind of his motivation.
Wasn't he going there to save his girlfriend?
Oh, yeah.
Well, whoops.
Whoopsie. Well, so his daughter's gonna be there too. She's gonna be in the movie and present.
Well, okay then.
Anyway, so Sarah tells everyone that, you know, they can't mess around. If they so much as bend a blade of grass, the whole research is ruined.
She literally just pet a dinosaur.
The worst.
Right, the worst.
And then some bad guys from InGen show up and they just capture a whole bunch of dinosaurs.
Oh no.
Yeah, and this one hunter guy, all he wants to do is kill a big T-Rex, so he takes a baby T-Rex to draw the parents out.
So what do the good guys do?
Well, they let the dinosaurs out of their cages, and the photographer guy, Nick, he takes the baby T-Rex because he cares about nature and stuff.
He what?
Yeah, and then he and Sarah try to fix this baby T-Rex's leg inside their trailer because they're like, well, he's gonna die in the wild if we let him go.
Oh, very obviously a bad idea, no matter what your values are.
Yeah, it turns out it was a bad idea. Yeah, because the parents show up and they bump the trailer off the side of a cliff.
Probably shouldn't have set up their trailers near a cliff with massive dinosaurs walking around.
Probably not. So then the tech guy gets eaten and the InGen people show up to help.
Oh, so they're all together now?
They sure are, sir, and they need to make it to a communication building in another part of the island.
And how does that go?
Oh, not well. See, characters start doing insanely stupid things that leads to them getting eaten by dinosaurs.
How dumb are we talking here?
One guy sees a snake in his shirt, so he runs directly into the mouth of a T-Rex.
Oh, whoops.
Whoopsie. And also Sarah walks around with a t-shirt covered in the baby T-Rex's blood, even though she knows that T-Rexes have the best sense of smell there is.
Well.
Another guy has to pee, so he wanders off into the forest alone and gets lost.
He walks alone into the forest he knows is filled with deadly dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Oh, risking your life so nobody sees your ding-dong is tight.
It sure is, sir. And then at a certain point, we're just gonna get rid of all the extras by having them walk through some tall grass that has raptors in it.
Oh my God, well how did the main characters get through?
Well, when they walk through, there aren't any raptors.
Why?
Unclear.
That works.
But later on, they are gonna run into some raptors, and Ian's daughter is gonna kick one out of a window using gymnastics.
What?
Yep, she knows gymnastics, so she kicks a raptor out of a window, and it gets impaled, and then everyone's happy.
They put everybody's lives in danger to save a T-Rex, but now they're happy about a dead raptor?
That's right.
Very inconsistent values.
And so then a helicopter shows up and they leave the island.
Wow, well, you know what? That's definitely a fun movie, and I think...
And then later in San Diego...
Wait, what?
Well, they're all in San Diego later, and a cargo ship crashes.
Really felt like the movie was over.
Well, it's not. We're gonna tack this thing on.
Well, okay then.
So they go on this boat, and they see that the whole crew has been eaten by a T-Rex.
What? Where's the T-Rex?
Well, it's locked down in the cargo hold, and they accidentally set it loose when they get on the boat.
So it killed everybody
on the boat and then got back in the cargo hold and closed the door?
That's what we're going with. And so then this T-Rex rampages around San Diego for about 10 minutes and then gets back in the cargo hold and, you know, that's it.
Oh, well, okay. I gotta say, I feel like this whole San Diego thing is kind of unnecessary.
Yeah.
So is it done now? Do you have any other short films you want to tack on to the end of this thing?
No, that's it. It's all done. So what do you think?
Well, I think it's a ton of fun. I'm just kind of wondering, like, what's Ian's story, you know? Like, what's his arc?
Oh, well, at the beginning of the movie, he kind of tells people, I told you so, but at the end of the movie, he tells a lot of people, I told you so.
Oh, that is growth.
Yeah, and pretty much the whole time, every single one of his lines is going to be designed to sound good in a movie trailer.
Oh, okay. Is something funny?
I was just thinking it'd be funny if in a future movie, we just have him do like one scene, you know, just so we could put it in the trailer.
Oh my god, that'd be hilarious.
Hey guys, it's Ryan here. Hope you enjoyed that pitch meeting. We have a ton of these on the channel that you can check out. You can also leave me a comment down below letting me know what other movies you'd like to see pitches for. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, share on Facebook and Twitter. Spread it around. And as always, check back soon for a new pitch.
Bye-bye.